Dear Lord Jesus, we want to give you thanks and praise for you have gathered your people once again this morning.
亲爱的主耶稣，我们要来感谢赞美你，你又一次召集我们在一起来敬拜你。
Lord, what a wonderful thing that when your children gathers together to offer praises unto you.
啊，这是多么美好的事情，你的儿女聚集在一起来赞美你。
Lord, as we continue to read your word and share on your word, we pray that you will be with your people.
当我们向你祷告，当我们再一次再来分享你的话语、读你的话语的时候，你与我们在一起。
Dear Lord, we pray not for words of man, but that you would speak to us.
我们祷告不是人的口，是你来与我们讲话。
Lord, we pray not man be with other people.But Lord, you are here with your people.
我们祷告不是我们人和人在一起，乃是你与你的子民在一起。
Lord, we pray that you will bless this hour.
求你来祝福我们这个时间。
In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
我们主耶稣基督的名，我们祈求。
Amen.
Amen.
Brothers and sisters, please be seated.
啊，请弟兄姐妹坐下。
Good morning.
早上好。
I understand it's spring break, so there might be some students coming back home.
是我们知道是有一些这个春假，有一些学生们回来。
And today I want to just have a very brief talk on this thing called prayer.
我今天要跟大家分享的是关于祷告。
It is a very brief talk.
是非常很浅的一些讲关于祷告。
Because a great amount of brothers and sisters have taught on this topic.
有很多弟兄姐妹们已经分享过这个信息。
And a great number of books were written on this topic.
也有很多的书关于这方面的。
And we're just trying to, with the word, to encourage us just for today.
我只是把一些话来鼓励弟兄姐妹们。
And perhaps we can begin by the reading of some Bible verses from the Gospel of John, chapter 16, verse 24.
我们先可以读一下约翰福音第十六章二十四节。
John 16, verse 24 says, The Lord said, Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be made full.
约翰福音十六章二十四节，向来你们没有奉我的名求什么，如今你们求就必得着，叫你们的喜乐可以满足。
And in the book of James, chapter 4, verse 2 and 3.
在雅各书第四章二到三节。
James, chapter 4, verse 2. You do not have because you do not ask. You ask and do not receive because you ask with wrong motives.So that you may spend it on your pleasures.
雅各书第四章二到三节，他说：“你们得不着，是因为你们不求；你们求也得不着，是因为你们妄求，要浪费在你们的宴乐中。”
And lastly, we'll read from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verse 7.
最后一章是马太福音的第七章。
Matthew chapter 7, verse 7.
马太福音第七章第七节。
Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be opened to you.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
For every sinner, the moment he commit his life into the hand of our Lord Jesus Christ.
对于我们每一个罪人，当我们信主，把我们的灵魂交在主的手中的时候，
That is the moment begins our spiritual life on this earth.
那就是我们的属灵生命的开始，在这个地上。
Now until the end of our earthly journey.
一直到我们生命的最后一刻。
And we must live non-stop this life of the Spirit.
我们又要生活在这个属灵的生命中一直不断的。
And prayer is just like our breathing in our human life.
祷告就像我们人的呼吸一样。
That is essential to everybody.
呼吸对我们每一个人来说就是至关重要的。
I remember when my first daughter was born.
我记得当我的女儿大女儿生下来的时候。
I don't know from where I was taught that baby, when they were born, they need to cry in order for the lungs to get exercised.
啊，我不知道我从哪得到的这个信息，就是说，孩子生下来的时候就要先要哭，然后呢，让他们的肺能够得到锻炼。
But my daughter, when she was born, she was not crying.
当我的女儿大女儿生下来的时候，她没有哭。
So for some reason, I got concerned.
啊，我就很紧张。
And I asked the nurse, why is she not crying?
我就问那个护士，她为什么不哭呢
？And the nurse was very calm, and she said, "It's okay. Wait."
啊，这个护士她很平静，她说没有关系，你等一下。
Your baby is very healthy.
她说你的孩子很健康。
But I was not having it.
Yeah, 我就没有。
I said I need to hear her cry.
我就跟她说我要听到她哭。
And the nurse looked at me with this strange look.
这个护士她就看着我就很奇怪的看着我。
And reluctantly, she sort of spanked her a little bit.
然后她就很不情愿的就打了她的屁股。
And ever since then, my daughter never stopped crying.
从那以后，我女儿就再也没有停止过哭。
Now, just as a child when she was born.Breathing is a very natural part of human life.
Yeah, 就像我的女儿一样，我们生下来啊，我们呼吸就是最自然不过的一件事情。
That it needs not to be taught.
我们不用被教就会呼吸。
That she does not need to go to school to learn it.
她也不需要去学校来学怎么呼吸。
And every time she breathes in,
每一次她吸进
，she takes in the fresh air.
她把那个新鲜的空气吸进来。
And every time she breathes out,
每一次她呼出去。
All the things that she doesn't need goes out.
她身体中不需要的东西就呼出去。
And this coming in and going out, her life is sustained.
我们这个呼入和吸入和呼出，这就是我们生活的一部分。
Just the same way as someone who, as soon as we believe in the Lord Jesus.
同样的，当我们信耶稣以后
，We don't need to learn how to pray.
我们并不需要来学习怎么样祷告。
This comes as a natural behavior of our new life.
这就是我们新生活的一个自然的一部分。
That through prayer we can breathe in the grace of the Lord.
通过祷告，我们能够把神的恩典吸入进来。
And through prayer, we can give our burden and all the things we don't want, we can load it to Him.
通过祷告，我们把我们的这个重担，还有我们不需要的东西都交给神。
And as you breathe in and breathe out, your spiritual life grows.
当我们吸入和呼出的时候，我们属灵的生命也会长大。
So, for the recent believers or new believers, I want to tell you that prayer is very simple.
对于新信主的人来说，我告诉你，祷告是一件非常自然的事情。
Some people, in order to help us pray, design certain templates to help us.
有一些人他为了帮助我们祷告，他就是设计了有一些模式。
For example, when you wake up in the morning, we were taught that.You can give praises to the Lord for the new day.
比如说，在你早上醒来的时候，你就可以来感谢神。
To give into the hand of God what you're going to do today.
Yeah, 你把你今天要做的事情都交在神的手中。
And the same way, when you come to the end of the night.
Yeah, 同样到你晚上的时候。
And you pray to God for all the things that He has led you through this day.
Yeah, 你感谢神让来带领你今天的一天。
And all the things have been done, may the Lord bless it.
Yeah, 所有的事情你做过了，你求神祝福。
And so, some people even write down their prayers word for word.
有些人他有时候把他要写的祷告的事情他写下来。
And I think for a new believer, this is quite all right.
也对于新的这个刚信主的人来说，这些都是对的。
That as long as you learn to breathe in and breathe out, you get the exercise.
当你学会吸入和呼出的时候，你就也锻炼这些操练过了以后。
But for those of us who believe in the Lord for a little longer,
对于信主比较时间长的人来说
，we also discover that prayer sometimes is a very difficult thing.
我们也会感到祷告好像是一件很难很困难的事情。
And many children of God through all the days of their life in the school of prayer, and yet they have not learned how to pray well.
Yeah, 我们似乎经过了很多这种祷告的学校，我们似乎还是不太会祷告。
That many servants of God, when they labored all their life, at the end of their life, they look back, they still thought that I could learn more on prayer.
有些神的仆人，他在一生的服侍主的过程，到最后的时候，他还是觉得他还在祷告上还要继续还有学习。
And it is because prayer, it is a spiritual matter.
因为祷告是属灵的事情。
It is not a repetition of the same words.
也不是一个重复的同样重复的字句。
And because spiritual things has life.
因为属灵的事情是有生命的。
That it needs to grow.
需要长大。
That it needs to grow into maturity.
需要长大成熟。
That it needs to continue to progress.
需要不停地长大。
And therefore, every person who has the life of Christ.
所以呢，我们每一个人有基督生命的人。
Our God desires us to pray to Him.
我们就是要学会来祷告。
So for brothers and sisters, even at the start of our spiritual life, we need to know that.And God wants to hear us to pray.
对于我们每一个信主的，即使从刚开始信主的，我们就知道，要明确的知道，神是喜欢我们来祷告的。
And He answers our prayers.
而且他也答应我们的祷告。
Because our Lord Jesus said, you know, in the past, you've never asked me anything in my name.
因为主耶稣说，向来你们没有奉我的名求什么。
But now you can ask.
现在你可以来求
ask in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ
又奉神的名奉基督的名来求
and that you will have it and your joy may be made full
你必得着而且你的喜乐也可以满足
and brothers and sisters if we often pray and God often listens
如果我们常常来祷告神也常常来应许
andthat we have this experience that what we prayed, God gives.
我们有这样的经历，就是我们祷告，神答应。
And then in this world, you can be a joyful Christian, just as the word of the Lord Jesus said.
那么我们就会成为一个喜乐的基督徒，正如主耶稣所说。
And imagine if you've been a Christian for many years.
你想象如果你是当了基督徒很多年。
And None of your prayers were actually revealed, fulfilled for you.
你的祷告没有一次神应许的。
And there something is not quite right in the spiritual life.
那么我们的属灵生命可能就会有一些问题。
So we must experience that our prayers being answered.
我们必须经历我们的应许得到我们的祷告得到应许的那种时刻。
Being a Christian, there are many.Spiritual things that we can do.
做基督徒，我们有很多属灵的东西，我们事情我们可以做。
For example, brothers and sisters, you rose up early on the Lord's Day's morning, and you came here, and you worship God.
比方说，你在主日，你起来的很早，到教会来一起敬拜主。
These things we can see. These things we can see and we can understand.
Yeah, 这些事情我们可以看到，而且我们可以明白。
But how your spiritual condition is within you, we cannot see.
Yeah, 但是呢，你的属灵的这个光景怎么样？那我们是看不到。
Brothers and sisters, we can all say a few words of prayer.
弟兄姐妹们，我们都可以祷告一些字句。
But whether your prayer had been answered, that is a marker for our spiritual growth.
但是如果你的祷告能不能蒙到应许，那是我们属灵生命的一个标志。
And this is not something that we can fool other people.
这个不是我们能够欺骗别人的。
This is not something that we can pretend that we have.
这个也不是什么事情我们能够假装神应许。
Either we prayed and God gave, or He didn't give.
或者是我们祷告神应许或者我们祷告神没有应许
Brothers and sisters, because we do not pray into the thin air
我们不是对空气来祷告。
We do not just utter a few words and it doesn't mean it.
我们不是说一些字句，没有意义的一些字。
The purpose of our prayer is so that they may be answered.
我们祷告的目的是要得到神的应许。
Brothers and sisters, if we lay hold of this promise,
如果我们抓住这个这个神必定要成全的这个应许。
And that when we pray to him, he will answer.
当我们向他祷告的时候，他会答应我们的祷告。
Prayer, yes, is a privilege for the Christians.
祷告是我们每一个基督徒的这个特权。
But also, prayer being answered is a promise from the Lord.
祷告得到应许是也是神的这个得告成全也是神的应许。
As you breathe in and breathe out with the Lord, your spirit life will grow.
当你吸入和呼出的时候，你的属灵的生命就会长大。
So I want to briefly talk about a few conditions how our prayers may be answered.
我现在要讲一些关于祷告得到回应的这个条件。
The first condition is that you need to pray specifically.
第一个条件就是我们祷告要为一个特别的事情来祷告。
Pray in details.
具体的事情。
Right. Now, our brother Nee, Watchman Nee, he told a story when he was a new believer.
那个尼托森弟兄他在说他刚信主的时候。
And someone came to ask him, Brother Nee, you became a Christian and you prayed. Have your prayers been answered by the Lord?
有一个人来问他说，尼弟兄，你向神祷告，你的祷告有得到神的这个回答吗？
And our brother was kind of puzzled.
这个尼弟兄他就有点感到疑惑。
So he asked back, you know, I pray to the Lord and I know that the Lord is with me.
他说我向神祷告，我知道神与我同在。
Why is it important that what I pray to him needs to be answered?
难道我向他祷告，他回不回答有那么重要吗？
And then later on, our brother realized that.He often prayed about things in general.
后来他尼弟兄说他通常在那个时候他祷告就是太就是说不具体。
Yeah, and it's about things that are going to happen anyway.
他祷告的事情就是最终是会要实现的。
So when he kneeled down before the Lord and said his prayers.
当他跪下来向神祷告的时候
，He did not exactly make his demand very clear to the Lord.
他并没有跟神祷告具体的事情。
And the Lord Jesus said, "Whatever you pray."
主耶稣说，无论你求什么。
Whatever you pray does not mean everything. It means something very specific.
当他说每一件事情的时候，并不是说。所有的事，而是一件具体的事。
I give you an analogy that I can think of.
我给你一个这个对比的事情。
For example, if this morning I woke up and being your guest, I said, I want to have some yogurt for breakfast.
比如说我今天早上我问我起来，我说我要有一些要吃酸奶。
And you say Brother Barry wants yogurt. Okay, I go get him yogurt.
OK, 那么他说那我就去给你买那个酸奶。
And if you've never bought yogurt, you think buying yogurt is very simple.
如果你没有买过酸奶的话，你觉得买酸奶肯定是很容易的事情。
But if you ever bought yogurt, you got to the grocery store, to the yogurt aisle, you think this is not easy.
Yeah, 如果你去那个商店买过酸奶，你就知道买酸奶并不是一件很容易的事。
Because they came in big jars, small cups.
Yeah, 因为它有时候有大瓶的，有小罐子的。
The things that you need to scoop or the things you have to drink.
有的呢是用勺子来舀的吃的，有的是可以喝的。
There's a low fat or high in fat.
也有那个什么就是低脂的，还有全脂的。
Some of them has fruit at the bottom.
有的还是底下有那个水果的。
Now, what yogurt do you buy?
你到底买什么酸奶呢？
No, therefore that request is not specific.
因为那个这个你这个请求就是 不是很具体的。
One sister, we look back. Do we pray to the Lord sometimes in similar fashion?
我们想想，我们对神的祷告是不是也是有同样的这样的问题呢
？In the morning, did we pray, Lord, I give my whole day unto Your hand?
我们早上就向神祷告说：“哦，主啊，我把我今天的一天都放在你手上。”
Granted, it is better you pray that you give your day into the hand of the Lord than you don't.
Yeah, 非常好，就是你愿意把你今天一天来给神，总比不给的好。
And you say, I want to give the church gospel work into your hand.
我把这个教会的福音工作就交在你的手上。
And of course, we need to pray for the gospel work of the church.
当然我们要为教会的福音工作祷告。
But unfortunately, prayers like this are not very specific.
但是很不幸的是，我们这些祷告呢，就是不太具体。
What exactly do we want?
我们到底是想要什么呢
？What exactly are we knocking on?
我们到底是在敲门是敲什么呢
？Which exactly of these doors do you want the Lord Jesus to open for you, or do you want them to open all at the same time?
Yeah, 你到底是要神给你开哪一在这些门里头要给你开哪一个具体的哪一扇门呢
？What exactly do you seek that you need to find?
你到底是要求什么？你要找到呢
？Brothers and sisters, if you want to pray to God to help you read the Bible,
弟兄姐妹们，如果你要让神帮助你来读圣经
，Do you want to memorize the Bible better?
你是要把圣经记住呢更好一点呢
？Do you want to understand the context better？
你是要就说明白这种圣经的这个前后文更好一点呢
？Do you think that yesterday I read something on the Bible I can't remember? Lord help me！
如果我比如说昨天我读了圣经，但是我记不住，我就可以说让神来帮助我。
Do you want to pray to the Lord to help you read the Bible every single day and be persistent？
你要让神来帮助你，那个每一天能够来坚持不断的来读神的话吗
？Therefore, we cannot pray in a very general sense.
所以我们向神祷告的时候，我们不能够太粗犷的来祷告。
Otherwise, even when the Lord answered your prayer in some way, you would not know. How would you know?
Yeah. 所以呢，当时如果我们祷告的太粗犷的话，即使神应许了我们的祷告，我们都还不知道。
And then the second condition I want to share with you is do not ask amiss.
Yeah, 第二个就是说我们不要来妄求。
Now that's in the book of James chapter 4 that you receive not because you ask amiss.
Yeah, 在雅各书第四章三节的时候，你们求也得不着，因为你们妄求。
Now when we come before the Lord in prayer,
我们来到神面前祈求的时候
，We need to pray according to our present need.
我们要向神祈求我们现在的需要。
It is what I need right now, therefore I pray to the Lord.
我现在需要的什么，我向神来祈求。
And、this should be the scope of our prayer.
这个就是我们祷告的范畴。
That we would not allow our flesh or our physical inclination.To ask things that we do not need.
我们不要凭着自己的情欲和肉体随便向神祈求。
And sometimes, God would, in His grace, give more than what we ask for. But that is His grace.
Yeah, 有的时候，神他给我们的，比我们所求的更多，但是那是他的恩典。
But every believer, when we pray to the Lord.
我们每一个信主的人，当我们向神祈求的时候
，We ought to learn that we ask for what we need and not go beyond what we need.
我们要向神祈求是我们现在需要的，不要超过我们所需要的东西。
Because God would not listen.
因为那样的话，神不会听。
To ask amiss, to ask of the wrong motive here is because Jesus said, "Don't worry about tomorrow."
也妄求，当他超出我们的需要的时候，神说，让我们不要为明天担忧。
Tomorrow has its own problems and own burdens.
明天自有明天的忧虑。
What we need to focus on is the enough burden of today.
我们所需要的 解决的是我们今天的这个担子。
We today already have too much going on.
我们一天已经有一天的这个担子。
Ask the Lord for your present need.
Yeah, 向神祈求就是我们当时的需要。
But we need to ask this question.
我们会问这样的问题。
Does the Lord not have enough to supply our need for tomorrow?
难道我们的神没有足够的让我们来给我们明天的吗？
Maybe in a today modern day credit card terminology, cannot the Lord advance me the grace that He's going to give me tomorrow now?
就像我们今天的这个，就是我们这每个人都会用的这种信用卡，我们会问：难道神不会他没有足够的来让我们来花明天的钱吗？
Does not the warehouse of the Lord hold tomorrow's grace that he needs to wait tomorrow?
难道神的仓库没有我们明天足够用的这些东西吗？
Of course not, brothers and sisters.
当然不是。
We know our God is mighty and He is abundant beyond measure.
我们知道神是全能的，而且他的供应是丰丰富富足够的。
But if today we receive our need tomorrow,
如果我们今天拿到我们明天所需要的东西，
Our sense of security, our sense of rest begins to shift onto these things that we have.
那么我们就会把我们的这个信任就放在这些我们明天的这些事物上面。
That today we begin to lean away from the God who cares and provides for our every need.
那么我们就会从我神的这个面前离开。
That our pleasure shifts from our Lord Jesus into some circumstances, into some things.
那么我们的喜乐就会从我们的神转移到我们别的事物上去。
And brothers and sisters, this breathing and breathing in and breathing out needs to be done today. You cannot breathe for tomorrow.
Yeah, 我们的呼吸也是今天就是现在的呼吸，我们不可能为明天的事情为明天来呼吸。
And your security, your rest, your peace needs to build on God who is sufficient for your need today.
对，我们的这种安全和我们的安息应该建立在我们跟神今天的这个关系上面。
That today you meet the Lord in prayer.
今天你跟神在祷告中相遇。
And He provides for you.
他为你预备。
And tomorrow you meet with the Lord in your prayer.
明天你跟神在祷告中相聚，
and he provides for you.
他也为你预备。
And your spirit life grows day by day like this.
那么你的属灵的生命就一天一天的长大，就像这样一样。
Now our Lord Jesus, He gives according to our need.
我们的主根据他给我们提供的是根据我们的需要。
In this way that we understand that apart from our Lord Jesus, we can do nothing, not even for a moment.
这样我们就知道，当我们从主耶稣离开的时候，我们做不了任何的事情。
That if we leave the Lord Jesus, we can do nothing.
Yeah, 我们离开主耶稣的时候，我们做不了任何的事情。
So, brothers and sisters, when we pray to Him, we know that He is our deepest satisfaction this moment.
我弟兄姐妹们，当我们祷告的时候，我们知道他是我们最深的满足。
And let us lean on Him.
让我们来依靠他。
Lest we turn our heart unto money, unto position, unto relationship, or something other than the Lord Jesus Himself.
让我们从我们依靠的这些钱财和肉体的满足来转离这些，而单单的来依靠主。
Brothers and sisters, the Lord would not answer our prayer if we ask amiss.
弟兄姐妹们，神不会答应我们的祷告，如果我们是在妄求。
And the third condition of an answered prayer is that we need to deal with our sins.
第三个就是我们要来对付罪。
In the Old Testament, in the book of Psalms, Psalm 66, verse 18, it says this.
在诗篇66章18节这样说道。
The psalmist said, "If I regard iniquity in my heart,The Lord will not hear me.
他说，我若心里注重罪孽，主必不听。
If there is a sin that I harbor in my heart,
如果有一个罪，我的心心里舍不得放弃。
I keep holding on to this sin.
我一直要把这个罪留在心里。
That this sin is not an act of an accident, but I know about it and I chose to keep it.
Yeah, 这个罪它不是这个偶尔所犯的罪，而是我知道这个罪，但是我愿意把它留住。
And even when I know that I harbored sin in my heart, I did not cast the sin away.
我知道这个罪是在我的心里，但是我没有把它给放下。
I cherish it.
我很喜欢。
I look highly upon it.
我很愿意这个罪，喜欢这个罪。
I consider doing it.
我还一直不想要不停的来犯这个罪。
Even when you pray very specifically.
即使你为某件很具体的事情来祷告。
Even if you pray not amiss.
即使你不是在妄求。
The Bible says the Lord will not hear it because I have regarded iniquity in my heart.
Yeah, 上面说神他不会听，因为我的心里注重罪孽。
And sometimes we try to negotiate with God.
有的时候我们跟神讨价还价。
Sometimes we try to ask God to, you know, maybe allow this and then we can make it up to him some other way.
也许我们跟神说，哦，你如果允许这样的话，我也许我就会在另外一件事情上怎么样。
But our experience does tell us that when I harbor sin in my heart, God does not hear my prayer.
圣经上是说，当我们注重罪的时候，神就不听我们的祷告。
And there is another verse in Proverbs 28, verse 13, and it says this.
在箴言28:13这样说。
28:13, he who covers his sins will not prosper, but whoever confesses and forsakes them will find mercy.
Yeah, 遮盖自己罪过的必不亨通，承认离弃罪过的必蒙连续。
Now, ever since we became a new Christian, the brothers and sisters teach us to bring our sins to under the covering of the blood of Christ.
当我们信靠耶稣成为基督徒的那一刻起，弟兄姐妹就告诉我们，把我们的罪带到耶稣的宝血底下。
So when we are on this Christian life, whenever we notice that we are sinning,
当我们意识到自己有罪的时候
，and the proper way is of course to come before the Lord and ask for His mercy and forgiveness because of the blood of Christ.
Yeah, 最好的方法就是我们来到主的面前。因为求他赦免。
That because he has shed his blood, and when we confess our sins, he is just, he will forgive.
Yeah, 因为他为我们的罪流血，当我们来寻求赦免的时候，他会赦免我们的罪。
And then you realize that your relationship with the Lord has been restored.
你这样做的时候，你就意识到你跟这个神的关系又重新恢复了。
And then you can begin to pray and experience He answer your prayer.
Yeah, 然后你就会重新的来祷告，你也会意识到他会听你的祷告。
When I first learned about my wife was pregnant with my first child,
当我知道我的太太怀孕的时候，这我的老大。
In my heart, I was not ready.
Yeah, 在我的心里我还没有准备好。
I was reluctant to receive that news.
Yeah, 我真的是不太愿意听到这个消息。
And I know that in our church, when brothers and sisters heard it, they were overcome with joy.
我在我们教会，当我弟兄姐妹知道这种事情的时候，他们都很喜乐。
Some dear elderly sister even congratulated me, saying, "It is wonderful as a new life coming."
Yeah, 一些老的弟兄姐妹竟然跟我说，呀，很恭喜你，这新的生命要来到这个世界。
But to be honest with you, I was not as happy.
老实说，我并不是很高兴。
I was not very willing.
Yeah, 我并不情愿。
So unwilling to an extent that I begin to research on how to make this thing go away.
Yeah, 真的，我就在网上查，要怎么样能够把这个计划呢，就是说能够让它不要实现。
So unwilling that I was about to execute on this plan that I researched on.
Yeah, 我其实还在网上有查怎么样，就是让这个让它没有了。
My sisters, there was a sin in my heart that I harbored.
Yeah, 其实那是一个罪，我一直在保留着。
I give shelter to the sin.
我把这个罪呢，就是放在我的心里。
I provided food for the sin. Let it grow.
Yeah, 我是给这个罪有了一个像是
喂养它。
我喂养这个罪。
And I treasured it beyond everything else.
Yeah, 我还宝贝这个罪。
And even though I knew this was sin.
虽然我知道这是一个罪。
Even though I had the Bible knowledge.
我也有这个圣经的知识。
But I find myself loving myself more than anything else.
但是我发现我爱自己胜过爱所有的别的人。
That I insisted on holding on to the sin.
我也坚持想保留这个罪。
So for that while, I negotiated with God. I would not call that prayer, but negotiation.
Yeah, 我甚至跟神来这个来讨价还价。
And I said to God, if you allow me this once,
我跟神这个说
that I can have more time to read the Bible.
如果你只是答应我这一次，我有更多的时间来读圣经。
I would have more time to pray, wouldn't I?
我还有更多的时间来祷告。
I surely go to more meetings.
我也会更多的参加聚会。
And take on more services.
我也会更加的来服侍。
As long as you let me have this one.
Yeah, 就是说你如果真的是让我能够实现这个。
But all these things I spoke to God, they just went and never came back anything.
Yeah, 我是跟神所讲的这些所有的都没有有回应。
I thank the Lord. On one hand, He was silent. He ignored all my requests.
感谢神，他是保持沉默。
Because God would not listen such a prayer.
因为神不会答应这样的祷告。
God would not listen on someone who harbored sin, has taken so much effort to take on the sin. He would not listen.
Yeah, 神不会祷告我们在心中如果有保留这样的罪的话。
And I also thank God on the other hand, through my wife, God helped me.
我也很感谢神，通过我的妻子来帮助我。
That I was able to forsake this sin.
我最后把这个罪把它
离弃。
Yeah, 离弃了这个罪。
And I was able to bring this to the Lord and ask Him for mercy and forgiveness.
Yeah, 我就把这个带到神的面前，求他的赦免和他的恩典。
And my relationship with the Lord was restored.
那我跟神的关系又重新恢复。
You know, after my daughter was born.
在我的女儿生下来以后。
We took her to church in the basket.
我们就用着这个篮子带着她去教会。
Your place is very blessed. Okay, you have a very big parking lot.
Yeah,
that is very close to the building.
Yeah, 我们教会很好，就是我们有很大的这个停车场，而且跟这个教会很挨得很近。
Where I go was in the city street, and you have to squeeze in every which way to find a parking lot, parking space.
Yeah, 我们教会的那个停车场真是非常非常的这个小。
So we have to find parking on the street.
Yeah, 我们要在这个街上找到停车位。
And often we have to walk quite a distance.
很多时候我们要走很长的路才能够找到停车。
So somehow in my heart I had this feeling.
Yeah, 我自己在心中就有这样的感觉。
Whether it became a prayer or not, I cannot tell you. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, 这个是不是一个祷告，我也不知道。
I just thought maybe it would be nice if I can have a parking space a little closer to the building.
Yeah, 我就说也许我跟那个我们教会能找到一个比较近的这个停车场。
And
停车地。
You know, when I first became a Christian, the church elderly brothers and sisters, they taught me.
Yeah, 当我刚开始成为基督徒的时候，我们教会的一些年长的弟兄跟我说。
They said, you know, if you have some need, if you have some requirement, a request, you don't necessarily have to tell people. You can first tell God.
Yeah, 他们就说，如果你有一些什么要求或者有一些什么需要的话，你不见得非要跟弟兄姐妹讲，你可以先跟神来讲。
So I took that advice to heart and I learned it to pray first to the Lord.
Yeah, 我就听进去这句话，我就先跟神来讲。
So I did not tell anybody about this.
我没有跟任何人先讲这些事。
And there was one Friday night, I remember this very clearly. There was one Friday night we were studying the Bible together.
我记得那个很记得很清楚，就是我们有一个周五，一起大家一起在查经的时候。
That we were reading 1 Corinthians about chapter 7, 8 or 9, about the Apostle Paul.
Yeah, 我们在读哥林多前书，大概七章、八章或者九章，关于保罗的事情。
The Apostle Paul, he said, you know, being an apostle, I have many rights. I can use these rights.
Yeah, 他说作为使徒，我有很多的权利，我可以来用。
But the apostle said, no, I would not rather use them for other people's sake.
Yeah, 但是我没有为了别人的这个原因，我没有来用这些权利。
And at the end of that night, at the end of the Bible study.
在那个读诗那天查经的结束以后。
This was the group of younger brothers and sisters.
是一些年轻的一些弟兄姐妹。
These brothers and sisters, one by one, almost said the same thing.
每一个弟兄姐妹几乎都说的是同样的事情。
Because they come to church building on the Lord's Day morning very, very early. They have an early morning service meeting.
Yeah, 他们周日的早上到教会比较早，他们是早一班的那个聚会。
Now, you know, for young people to wake up very early in the morning to come on time, awake, all changed and dressed and have breakfast, that's not easy.
Yeah, 对于年轻人来说，如果起得很早，然后吃早饭，穿好衣服到教会是一件很难的事情。
So very easily they came early. They took the nearest parking spaces.
Yeah, 他们都来得很早，然后呢就占用了那个离教会很近的那些停车位子。
It is their right. There is nothing wrong with it.
对于这样来说，他们真的没有什么这个没有问题。
But one by one, at the end of that Friday night Bible study.
Yeah, 在那天周五查经的那天查经。
They said, yes, we can park close to the building, but we can also park a little further out from the building.
Yeah, 他说我们可以停的靠教会比较近的停车位，我们也可以停的比较远。
And as I sat in that Bible study, listened to all this thing going around, I was amazed.
Yeah, 我在那天听到这个每一个弟兄姐妹这样说的时候，我真是感到很震惊。
Because maybe I ask the Lord for something specific and see how he answers in such loud and clear manner.
Yeah, 也许我跟神这样祷告这样具体的事情的时候，我在这个弟兄姐妹这个的回应中就看到了这个事实。
Brothers and sisters, ever since that Friday, I did not just have one parking space, I had a whole street to park.
好，自从那个星期五以后，我不光是有一个停车位，我真是整个这个靠街上这个停车位都是空着的。
And later on, some Christian heard about this story and they came to ask me.
有一些弟兄姐妹听到这个故事。
He said, if you need a parking space, why don't you tell the church? We can surely reserve one for you.
哎呀，教会的有一些人就说，哎，你如果需要一个停车位，那你跟我们教会讲，我们给你预定一个位子。
But the Lord Jesus taught us this way.
但是主耶稣这样告诉我们。
That when you ask, you will find it, right? When you seek, you will find. When you ask, it will be given to you. When you knock, that door will be open.
你们祈求就给你们，寻找就寻见，叩门就给你们开门。
Brothers and sisters, in all this, what I'm trying to say is everything we need comes only from the Lord.
弟兄姐妹们，所有的我就是想说，我们所有的这些都是从神，我们的需要都是从神那里来。
Our daily needs are met from the Lord.
我们每一日的需要都是从神来供应。
And that every time you pray,
每一次你来祷告的时候
Every time through this breathing in and breathing out
每一次从你这个吸入和呼出的
You tell him about your burden
你告诉他你的重担
And you receive from him his answer
你从他得到他的这个答案
And in this breathing and breathing Your life is so connected to the Lord that it becomes inseparable
从这个一呼一吸你就跟神的这个非常的联系在一起
and I want to switch a little bit and ask a question why must we pray
我现在要这个回到说我们为什么要祷告呢
Now Lord Jesus said you know if you ask he will give
主耶稣说如果你寻求的话他就给你
In other words, if we do not ask, he would not give.
用另外一个话来说，就说如果我们不祈求，他就不给我们。
Now you will know that from other places in the Bible, our God made purpose by himself, and he does things by his own purpose.
Yeah, 在圣经中，我们也知道我们的神是凭己意做万事的。
That he does not need to consult you and I before he created the heaven and the earth.
他在造万物的时候他并没有来 问你和我
That in his heart he thought this was good and he went and he did it
他在他的心意中他知道这个是好的他就做了
Brothers and sisters, if opening a specific door was his pleasure why does he need us to ask for him?
如果开哪一扇具体的门是他的旨意的话他为什么还要来问我们让我们来求
Because if that is his purpose, who can withstand him?
如果那个是他的旨意的话谁能够阻挡呢
Because if God wanted to do something, who can say no?
如果神要做一件事情谁能够说不呢
And who can say wait?
谁又能说等一下呢
And the Bible even said, you know, whatever you bind on this earth,It will be bound in heaven.
圣经又说，你们在地上捆绑的，在天上也要捆绑。
Whatever you set free on this earth, it will be set free in heaven.
你们在地上释放的，我们在天上也要释放。
Now, if you understand the order of this Bible verse,
如果你知道顺序的话
，it begins earth first, then heaven.
Yeah, 是从地，然后再到天。
That When two or three gather together to pray in his name, on earth, he will do in heaven.
Yeah, 当有两三个人奉他的名聚集的时候，他在天上必然垂听。
And this is the marvel of marvels, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，这个真是非常神奇的一件事情。
That when we pray on earth, heaven begins to move.
当我们在地上祷告的时候，天上就会有动作。
You remember in the Old Testament when the Israelites were in the wilderness?
记得在旧约的时候，当以色列人在旷野的时候
，When they were fighting with the enemy,
当他们和仇敌一起征战的时候
，Moses had to lift up his rod.
摩西要举起他的杖
，And then the Israelites were winning the war.
那么以色列人就会赢
，And whenever Moses' hand got tired, his hand came down. The Israelites were losing.
当摩西的手很累的时候，他手放下的时候，那么以色列人就输了。
Now, if for the Israelite to win the battle was the purpose of God, why does God need Moses?
那么如果让以色列人来赢得征战是神的旨意，那么这个摩西为什么要在这个其中有什么意义
If the outcome of the war had already been decided, why bother having Moses do this?
那么如果征战的最后结果已经决定了那么摩西为什么神要让摩西来举这个杖呢
But the victory was only given when there is a group of people on earth who would lift up their hands and depend on their Lord in heaven.
但是他这个胜利是在地上有一些人一起来跟摩西举起这个杖，然后天上才会征战，才会得胜。
God would even wait for the battle to finish until he had Moses lift his hand.
神会等待， 一直让摩西来，一直到摩西举起这个手。
That the Lord, our God, the Lord of heaven and earth, would wait on us to pray first, and then do.
也天地的主，他是要让我们来祷告在先。
Because brothers and sisters, He must have you and I in His work.
Yeah.他要让我和你在他的工作中。
That if you and I do not participate in his work, he would rather wait.
如果我们不来参与他的这个工作，他宁愿等待。
That without you, your prayer in the church, without your supplication to our Lord, he would rather not do it.
Yeah, 如果你不在教会中不来祷告，或者不来顺服，他宁愿等待。
This is how much our Lord values you and I.
这就是神这么看重你和我。
This is how much love He has for you and I.
这就是他对我们有这么极深的爱。
That He would not do something without you agreeing.
Yeah, 他不会做任何事情，如果我们不愿意在其中参与的话。
Our Lord give us a freedom of choice.
Yeah, 神给我们有自由的意思。
That we're able to either agree with God or against God.
我们可以选择来顺服他，或者是来反对他。
But when we stand with our Lord, it becomes a testimony.
当我们跟神站在一边的时候，我们就成为他的见证。
That when we choose to say yes, Lord, may Your will be done.
当我们确实来说，是的，神，愿你的旨意成就。
And that prayer, God will listen.
那个祷告，神要会垂听。
You know, when we were spiritually young, when we were a new Christian,
当我们的属灵生命比较幼小，当我们是才刚成为基督徒的时候，
we don't really understand a whole lot about what God wants us to do.
我们不明白神让我们到底要让我们做什么。
But as you grow a little bit,
当你在成长一些以后，
you know, just as the children in your own family.
就好像这个孩子在你家里的孩子。
You know, when they were young, they don't really worry about where the milk came from, how the milk came from.
Yeah, 当他在家里的时候，他不会担心，那个牛奶是从哪里来。
But then when they grew up a little bit, someday you find out they bring home groceries.
Yeah, 当他长大以后，你就发现，哎，有一天他从这个店里头买一些物用品回来。
Sometimes my daughter would bring her wallet and say, "Daddy, I know you need a little bit of money. Here, some money."
Yeah, 我女儿有的时候会把她的钱包拿出来说，哦，爸爸，你需要这些，我知道你需要一些钱，然后这是我的钱。
No, we all, you know, think it's kind of funny because I need a whole lot more zero than this.
我们都觉得很奇怪，我真的是需要比这个多得多的一些钱。
But when the child begins to understand the difficulty the parent is going through, they want to pitch in.
Yeah, 当这个孩子知道这个家里的这个生活的困难的时候，他就愿意来做一些事情。
And this is the value of the child of God.
Yeah, 这个也是我们做神儿女的这个价值。
That when we grow up a little bit spiritually.
当我们在属灵生命上有一些成长以后。
That we begin to understand what God wants.
我们就开始认识到神需要什么。
And by prayer, we begin to join in His work.
借着祷告，我们就参与他的工作。
Okay, now, this is the special privilege that he has given to his people.
这个是他给他的儿女的特权。
You know, a value for a Christian.
作为这个基督徒的价值。
It is non-ceasingly asking the Lord to do His work.
就是不停的祷告，求他来做他的工。
The value of a church of Jesus Christ.Is non-ceasingly pray for His work to be done so that He can come back.
我们作为教会的这个价值就是不停的祷告，愿他的工作成就，让他能够早日回来。
It is not about eloquence. It is not about the activities that we do.
Yeah, 不是在于我们的人数，也不是在于我们有什么做什么活动。
But that we all join in to the same work.
而是我们一起来。参与同样的这个事工。
Lastly, I want to talk about the person who prays.
下面我要讲一下关于祷告的人。
And the first point for us to pray is that we need to live before the Lord.
啊，我们祷告的第一点就是我们要在神的面前生活。
When we learn to pray in the beginning,
我们在学习祷告的在开始的时候学习祷告的时候
we can learn some steps, some formulas.
我们也许会学习一些步骤。
We can also hear some successful stories of how brothers and sisters prayed.
我们也可以学习到弟兄姐妹有一些祷告的一些经验。
Now after we ourselves prayed, we can always summarize some pattern in how we pray and that it can be answered.
Yeah, 我们也可以在我们自己祷告的这些事情上我们有一些总结，知道什么样的事情可以得到神的应许。
So when the next time we hear so-and-so brothers and sister is not feeling well, and then we know how to pray for them.
Yeah, 那我们在下一次听到哪个弟兄姐妹身体不舒服的时候，我们也知道怎么样给他祷告。
Perhaps we already have a prayer list that we have kept over the years that we just pray down the list.
Yeah, 也许我们有一个很长的这个单子，有为弟兄姐妹的祷告的事情都在单子上面。
You know, you can pray for an accurate diagnosis of the doctor.
也许你会祷告，就是说，让医生给这个弟兄姐妹有一个很轻这个诊断，也能够很
That whatever medicine he gave would be effective.
也对他那个药物呢，或者是也许有效的药物。
You know, you pray for your non-believing family members that they have a chance to hear the gospel.
你也为你没有信主的家人来祷告。
Maybe they will be even willing to come to one of the gospel meetings.
也许你的家人他们能够愿意来到这个福音晚会。
You know, you pray down this list. It's a good list.
Yeah, 你可能是有一个清单来为着这些事情祷告。
All these things are what we need.
Yeah, 这些事情都是也是我们都需要的。
But brothers and sisters, for a Christian, because we live a life that is alive.
Yeah, 弟兄姐妹们，这些都是也是需要的。但是你知道我们得到的是耶稣基督的生命。
That we need to live before the Lord.
我们要活在神的面前。
And our Lord Jesus, he is a help in time of need.
我们主耶稣基督是我们随时的帮助。
It means that at this moment, how can he help you?
就是在这个时刻他怎样来帮助你。
And of course, we can pray mechanically down a prayer list.
当然我们是可以在这个祷告的清单上一项一项来祷告。
But there needs to be a life from within.
但是我们更需要的是我们里面的这个生命。
When it comes to Lazarus, you know, when he died, the Lord Jesus said, you know, this illness is for the glory of God.
当这个拉撒路的时候主说他的这个病是为了神儿子的荣耀。
That is very specific. It is not a list of prayer items.
那个是一个具体的事情，不是从祷告的清单上来的。
When the apostle Paul, he had some problem with his physical body.
当那个保罗他的身体上有问题的时候。
He prayed to the Lord and he prayed to the Lord.
他向神祷告了又祷告。
But then the Lord said, "My grace is sufficient for you."
但是主跟他说我的恩典够你用。
You know, many times we need to bring our needs to the Lord.
很多时候我们要把我们的这个需要带到神的面前。
Many times we're faced with multitude of burdens.
我们很多时候经历的是各种各样的这种重担。
And we cry out to our Heavenly Father.
我们向神来呼求。
But perhaps, brothers and sisters, we remind ourselves that our Heavenly Father is the true and living God.
但是我们这个时候我们要说神是坐宝座的神。
He's the true and the living God.
他是真正的又真又活的神。
That not only he is going to help us with our circumstances.
他不仅能够帮助我们这个这个现在的这个处境。
Not only he will help you with your illness or your unbelieving family member.
Yeah, 他不仅能够帮助我们这个的疾病，而且帮助我们这个没有信主的家人。
But more so, he wants us to live before him.
他更想的是让我们生活在他的面前。
I remember a few years ago, when my son was praying in the yard and he fell down.
我记得在很几年前，我的儿子在这个院子里玩的时候。
He fell down.
哦，他摔倒了。
And shattered this bone, the jar bone here, just the crack of
bone fracture. Yeah, 他的颚骨就骨裂了。
And the face was swollen, and it was just very painful.
Yeah, 他的脸就肿胀得很大，非常痛苦。
And that day, from the morning to night, we went to so many different doctors.
Yeah, 那一天从早到晚，我们去了不同的这个医生。
Because this doctor said you should go to the emergency doctor, you should go to the dentist.
Yeah,
on and on.
Yeah, 我们看了这个医生说哦，我们要去急诊，然后急诊的医生又说我们要去看那个牙医。
And at the end of the night, when we were very exhausted,
到晚上的时候，我们就非常精疲力尽的时候。
And finally, the last doctor said, "Maybe you go home today."
Yeah, 最后那个到最后一个医生，他说，哦，你也许可以回家。
You know, he checked with his supervisor, and he called around, and she made sure that it's probably okay.
Yeah, 他这个医生他就问了很多的，又打电话问他的这个上司。然后就后来还说没有事，回家。
And of course, we were more than relieved to go home.
啊，当然我们回家，我们就是更加就说就是很心里就是放下心。
And it was after midnight. My son was already sleeping on the car seat.
Yeah, 当到凌晨的时候，我的儿子就是在那个车子上面睡着了。
And I was driving. I had a moment of quiet time with the Lord.
我在开车，然后我就跟神有一个安静的时间。
And I asked the Lord,
我就问神，
What is the meaning of this?
Yeah, 这个今天发生的这一切有什么意义呢？
What is the meaning that, what is the thing you want me to know about all this that went on today?
Yeah, 你想让我在这些事情中知道什么呢？
Of course, I give him thanks for, you know, keeping my son safe.
当然我很感谢他让我的儿子能够最后安全。
But I thought there may be something else.
我想的话也许还有什么别的事情。
Other than the circumstances was fine, there might be something else spiritually.
除了这个当时这个情况以外，也许还有别的什么属灵的事情。
And as I was driving, the Lord gave me a Bible verse.
当我在开车的时候，神给我这样一个这个圣经的话。
So that the heart of the Father may turn to the Son, and the heart of the Son may turn to the Father.
Yeah, 使父亲的心转向儿女，儿女的心转向父亲。
And suddenly I realized that whole day I had a very unique opportunity to spend some time with my son.
Yeah, 我就意识到我今天一天。能够花整整的一天跟我的孩子在一起。
That I would not be able to tell him, otherwise how much I love him, how much I'm willing to care for him.
Yeah, 我在这一天中，我这样有这样的机会，我告诉他我爱他，很在意他。
And then I thought about myself and my heavenly father.
然后我就想到了我自己和天上的父亲。
And I also said to my heavenly father.
我也跟天父说。
And may my heart.Turn more to you, my father.
Yeah, 我天父，我的心也要多多的转向你。
For you love me so much.
因为你是这样的爱我。
Brothers and sisters, this is a spiritual experience.
弟兄姐妹们，这是属灵的这个经历。
It is not simply a list of things.
不是一个简单的这个祷告的清单。
It is when you come before the Lord, you ask the living God, "How do I pray to you?"
Yeah, 就是你来到神的面前，你问这位又真又活的神，我怎样来向你祷告。
And secondly, for someone who prays is someone who is willing to be changed.
第二点就是我们祷告的时候，我们愿意被改变。
Brothers and sisters, in our difficulties, we would very quickly and naturally turn toward the Lord. This does not need to be taught.
Yeah, 我们知道，在我们困难的时候，我们很自然的会转向神。
But God is not only here to solve our life problems.
Yeah, 神不是在这里光光来解决我们的生活的问题。
Because God considers something more valuable, more important than the circumstances.
Yeah, 神他更加在意的是什么事情是更加有意义的，比这个现在的这种情况。
Because simply saying circumstances all will pass away.
因为我们 这些生活周围的这些事情都会过去。
However good, however painful, they will all pass away.
不管是好还是坏，还不管是多痛苦，都会过去。
But what our God is trying to obtain in us is something that will last much longer.
但是神在我们身上所要得到的是比这些要一直到永远的。
Is that our life, the spiritual life, be changed into the image of His Son, our Lord Jesus Christ?
就是我们这个属灵的生命，最后要跟他的儿子耶稣基督一样。
That not only, brothers and sisters, we pray for our circumstances.
我们不仅要为我们这个周围的这个困难来祷告。
We pray for ourselves who are doing the praying.
我们也为我们这个祷告的这人来祷告。
You pray that the Lord will do a lasting work in our life.
我们求神来来为我们这个祷告。
That God will do a lasting work in us.
哦，神会在我们身上做那永久的工作。
Yeah, right.Is it something about faith that we need to learn? We ask Him.
如果是关于这个信心的事，我们向他来祈求。
Is there something about the Bible that you need to put to practice?
如果是关于这个圣经，我们要实现出来的，我们要向他来祈求。
You ask Him.
你向他求。
That you, when you give yourself into the hand of the Lord.
当我们把我们自己放在神的手上的时候。
Not only you ask Him to change the circumstances for you.
他不仅来改变我们周遭的环境
But you ask him to change you.
他 你也要求他来改变你
And lastly, for someone who prays, there is a prayer made by the disciples to the Lord.
我们到最后一点就是有这个门徒的来就是主对他的门徒的祷告
When the Lord Jesus on this earth taught his disciples,Things about praying.
当主耶稣基督在地上教他的门徒祷告的时候
It is recorded in Luke chapter 11, verse 1.
在路加福音十一章第一节
And some of the disciples came to the Lord Jesus.
有一个门徒来到耶稣的面前
Perhaps the disciples heard how the Lord Jesus prayed.
也许他是听到了主耶稣的祷告
And they thought, wow, when can I pray like you, my Lord?
也许他就说，哎呀，主啊，我怎么祷告才能像你那样呢
？Perhaps they thought, you know, Lord, I don't yet pray the way you are. How can I be like you?
Yeah, 也许他会说，哦，主啊，我不会像你那样祷告。主，我怎样祷告才能像你那样呢
？So these disciples made a prayer request to the Lord. Lord, teach us pray.
哦，所以这个门徒就跟耶稣说，主啊，你教我怎样祷告。
And with humility, they came to the Lord Jesus and asked for His help.
Yeah, 他就很虚心地来到主的面前来寻求帮助。
Knowing that this matter of prayer can be simple and yet can be very difficult.
Yeah, 他是知道这个祷告也许是很简单的事情，但是又是非常这个重要的事情。
That these disciples know that they have not yet mastered this matter of prayer.
哎呀，他们也认识到自己还没有掌握到这种祷告。
That in the spiritual life, they still need to learn, still need to grow.
他们的这个属灵的生活也是需要不停的长进。
And therefore, in their heart, they had this desire to ask for help from the Lord.
所以他们在心灵深处就有这样的这个渴望，就是要学习祷告。
And brothers and sisters, that request.Became the prayer of all the saints throughout the ages.
这个也就成为这个历世历代圣徒们共同的这种祷告。
Brothers and sisters, do you want to pray better?
弟兄姐妹们，你愿意更好的祷告吗
？Do you want to know how to pray to the Lord better?
你愿意能够向在主面前更好的祷告吗
？Perhaps there is a prayer that we can pray to Him. Lord, teach us to pray.
也许有一个祷告我们可以向神祈求的就是主啊教我们祷告。
Our Lord Jesus is so willing to have the spiritual communion with us.
我们的主耶稣是多么渴望跟我们在这个属灵里有一些交通。
He is so abundant and he has so much to give.
他是这样的丰富他也有这样的丰富愿意给我们
Not only the earthly things, but so much more the spiritual things.
不仅仅是这个属地的东西，更是属灵的事物。
And that whatever we ask, He will give.
不论我们求什么，他要给我们。
That our joy may be fulfilled.
让我们的喜乐可以满足。
Brothers and sisters, if we walk with him, if we work with him,
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们与他同行，与他同工，
and if we sincerely ask him for help to teach us to pray,
也而且我们在很真诚心的要求他来帮助我们祷告。
I think, brothers and sisters, there are yet more doors in prayer he will open for us.
我相信他会给我们开更多的门在祷告中。
There are yet more treasure in the school of prayer that we have not yet found.
他也会给我们开那个宝藏，让我们在祷告当中。
That there are more spiritual experience, deeper spiritual experience that the Lord desires for us to enter in.
也有更多的这个属灵的经历，神愿意我们去经历。
Brothers and sisters, may we also come with this humility before our Lord.
让我们常常的来虚心的来到主的面前。
Because that prayer he will answer.
他会那个祷告他会回答。
That if we yearn to exercise our spiritual life.
我们如果愿意来操练我们的这个属灵的生命。
And if we want to grow our spiritual life more like our Lord Jesus.
如果我们愿意来我们的生命越像我们的主耶稣基督，
That is a prayer our Lord will answer.
那个祷告主耶稣一定会回答。
So that we more experience his goodness.
我们越来越经历他的好处。
We more experience his promise.
我们 会越来越多的经历他的回应。
May the Lord bless you.
愿主祝福我们。
Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer.
让我们一起来祷告。
Dear Lord, we must confess that there are so much abundance that we are yet to attain from you.
主耶稣，我们就向你承认，你还有很多的丰富，我们还没有得到。
So many life experience that we are yet to enter in.
有很多的这个生活的这种丰富的经历，我们还需要进入。
Lord, may you help us to exercise on this matter of prayer.
主耶稣，求你帮助我们在祷告的这个实行上。
That through prayer, not only we know that we are your people.
通过祷告，我们不仅知道我们是你的子民。
And you provide and you answer our need.
你也提供，你也答应我们的祷告。
But you also bring us closer to your heart.
你也把我们更加的跟你靠近。
And bring us closer to your purpose.
把我们更加的跟你的旨意来靠近。
I pray that you will bless and bless the brothers and sisters here.
求主真是来祝福我们每一个弟兄姐妹。
That we all desire to grow spiritually.
我们都有一个心愿来更加的属灵上更加的成长。
That we all find spiritual companions to walk this heavenly journey.
让我们在这个属灵上能找到同伴，在这个同走的天路上。
In your name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名，我们祷告。
Amen.
Amen.